Everyone, right now I'm going to talk about this post I found on Reddit about how MGTOW saved somebody's life from being suicidal. I was so deep in depression and tried to kill myself 5+ times over a 7-year time period. Did struggle with depression and anorexia for 7 to 8 years. I was at a weight of 41 kilos, did shower around once a month, maybe sometimes I went months with brushing my teeth and showering. And the people I spent time gaming with did hold me alive. My dad did die, and me and him had a beef for 4 to 5 years. He did drive me 1 hour to work every single day, yet we did never talk again before he did die. None of us wanted to drop his pride and say sorry. But one day 3 years ago, I saw a video on YouTube. I can't remember the name of the channel. It was about a guy that was with his wife and kids in a car accident, and the wife ended the marriage. And he told the story how he, in his mid-30s, had to start all over again. The wife, of course, got everything, and he was forced to move back to his parents' house. As he was telling a story over a 10-year timeline on how he picked himself back up, pretty sure he did write a book about it, but still have not been able to find it. It really blew my mind. The guy picked himself up after, in my view, the worst nightmare, to get divorced. Sent me into a hole of stop comparing yourself of how you look and height and weight. 5'7", feet, her. So I know the struggle of you're fun and smart, blah, 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 but you're too low. I went from 41 kilos to 64 kilos in 2 years, working my ass off, landing a job where I get 60 to 70K a year and I don't have college. I pick myself up and I cherish the people that helped me on my way. My mom never stopped trying to bring me back up. She believed in me all the way. My family stood like a rock and helped me in my darkest hours. My sister stopped me mid-suicide attempt. While I disagree on some point of MGTOW, I still see this as the ultimate playbook for the male to rise in his ways. And thank you guys for this. Okay, so this is exactly one of the people whose lives were saved by MGTOW. I can pretty much say the same thing here. I used to be depressed and suicidal too, and MGTOW was one of the many things that helped me pick myself back up. Okay, because if I did not find MGTOW at all, and if I was just stuck in blue pill land, I would have ended my life around 15 years ago. Okay, about 2005-ish, I would have ended my life. So yeah, it's easy to be suicidal as a man in the Western world in the 21st century. Because society is stacked against you, and it's more challenging to get ahead in life as a man. It's not like you have all kinds of opportunity handed to you as compared to being a woman, you know? Like there's more women's shelters, there's pretty much a lot of scholarships for women and jobs that only cater to women, and say specifically in the job description that they want to hire women only. So pretty much the red carpet is rolled for women, and pretty much society makes it easier for them to get ahead in life. Okay, and as a male, there's just too much pressure to status max, to looks max, you know. No wonder that incels become angry and tormented about it every day, because they're failing at status maxing and looks maxing, okay? And because of there's too much pressure, that's why they get angry, that's why they're mentally tortured all day about it, because of societal pressure for a man to status max and to looks max before he's considered a valid member of society. Okay, so anyway, as far as MGTOW is concerned, MGTOW is about going your own way. Okay, it's about giving a middle finger to society's expectation of you as a man. It's pretty much shunning the idea that that you have to have a female partner, you have to get married, you have to contribute to society. It's pretty much about going your own way, you know. Just work as much just to live comfortably and get yourself a few toys and whatnot, and just go your own way. Just live by yourself in your own little one bedroom condo or something like that, you know? Because really and truly, you don't really need that much stuff to survive and have a happy and content life as a male, okay? So yeah, I also understand that you go on a MGTOW board, it's full of angry men talking about how women screwed them over, you know? But it's just the same way as saying you go to a church and you see nothing but full of hypocrites, okay? Well, it's just like the true essence of MGTOW is going your own way. It's not about whining and being bitter about women. Yes, those guys who are whining and being bitter about women on the MGTOW board, most of the time they're just new. They're just at that red pill rage stage, trying to wrap their minds around it all. So of course they are in that mentally rage phase, okay? And that's why I think it's somehow my responsibility and people who have been in this longer to help guide the young ones so the red pill rage will not destroy them. Because really and truly, if you get a lot of rage in your heart, it will just destroy you from the inside, you know? And that's not a good thing. So the MGTOW message of stop simping, stop trying to be a PUA, that is a very, very smart idea, you know? If only you can honestly be Volcel and not crave the attention and affection of a woman, you know? That is the way to go, you know? Be Volcel and be happy and content on your own. Yes, I know it's hard to get to that point because of blue-pilled social conditioning that we've all gotten since birth. I know it's very hard to do. It's very hard to break society's social conditioning. I didn't say it's easy. It is hard, but it is doable, you know? And even if it's only the small percentage of men who succeed in breaking that blue pill mindset, it is still worth a try. So yeah, just MGTOW is the most logical conclusion a man can arrive at today, in today's 21st century. And if you do need to get married, if you do need to get a girl because of some emotional need or something, or if it's God's calling on you or whatever it is, however it is you rationalize it, just make sure the woman you get involved with has to be heavily scrutinized. She has to prove that that she fears some kind of spiritual repercussions for her actions, because in Western society, a woman can really do no wrong. No matter what she does, she's always favored and given a slap on the wrist. So there's not really accountability on the part of society. So if a woman is honestly just has the fear of God in her, who knows that if she does wrong things on this world, she will have repercussions in the next life, then yeah, maybe, yeah, that's the type of woman you should marry or get involved with, if ever, okay? But ideally, be Volcel all your way. Be voluntary celibate, you know? And stop simping and stop trying to be PUA, because that stuff just, it's too risky. It would just get you in a whole lot of trouble, okay? So That concludes this message, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.